I think the simple point to the fact that this process is not an organized process. They also point to the fact that this is not a democratic process, because what is resulting in these delays are more of issues to do with the political differences of an ideological nature between the parties in the global political agreement or in the inclusive government. That is what is causing the delays.
But we are told that the principals had taken over in order to speed up the process. Why these continued delays then?
No, the fact is that the principals have taken over is no guarantee for order. In fact, it may be a guarantee for further disorder. Because what happens then, if we are saying the principals are the ones who have taken over, we are simply confirming the fact that this is a mere political process. It's not a people-driven process, but it's a political party-driven process. And with it being a political party-driven process, we are bound to see more and more disagreements. In fact, the taking of this process to the principals is basically emanating from the fact that the COPAC itself has failed to deal with the sticking issues. And the failure to deal with the sticking issues is the political party base. And these principals are not immune to their political party interests. So there is no guarantee that the so-called principals are going to make this process smooth and democratic.